Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is time once again for another episode of Here We Go, the Steelers Show. I am Brian Anthony Davis. Kevin Smith, KT Smith, the coach, is with us as well. And man, we are recovering. Our brains are recovering. Our bodies are recovering because never in our lives has an NFL draft and watching television been this much work. But it's a good kind of exhaustion, Kevin Smith.
I mean, it is. You know, like for you and I, the and a lot of the people that are kind of doing what we do, the draft is exhilarating, but you don't get a whole lot of time to celebrate it or mourn it, grieve it, be emotional about it, whatever the term might be, because you have to shift very, very quickly into sort of, you know, content creation mode. But now here we are, where, you know, we've had a day or two to really start to digest it. And this is kind of where it begins to sink in. This is kind of where you're in that moment where you get to reflect on it. And as a Steeler fan, being able to sort of reflect on what just happened is a beautiful thing. It really allows you to kind of sit back and go, wow, man, we aced that thing.
Absolutely. And there's a good reason why. And there's credit needs to be given to not just one man, but another organization, but another man has got to be highlighted as well. So we're going to do that today. And that's something we're going to do. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, beforehand, we've got to talk about the process and what we were thinking. We're going to go at it a little bit of a different angle. What we were thinking right when they were about to make the picks and how we felt after the pick. So let's start with number one. Troy Faatanu, the big tackle out of Wisconsin. He's got five different positions he could play on the offensive line. But Kevin, when you were looking at that pick and what was going to be happening there, you wanted that pick to be specific to a different position. If you were like me.
Well, yeah, I think we were all thinking center, right? I mean, obviously that's the position we had in mind. And I think when the Steelers had an opportunity to really look at the draft board, obviously they felt that they'd be able to fill that need in the second round, that they didn't need to reach for a guy or try to find a guy that maybe that they could slide over in round one. I mean, there's a lot of talk about Graham Barton, right? Graham Barton was the guy that we spent some time on this show discussing. I did some film work on, and you know, everybody loved him, but the conversation was he's going to be a center. And here's a guy who hasn't played center since 2020. And so you got a little bit of a question of how long will it take him to acclimate? Will he be able to make the transition? So instead, they pick a guy who they know exactly what his position is going to be. And there's a very strong sentiment that he will start there as a rookie, maybe not opening day, but like Broderick Jones last year at some point in his rookie season. And then they go in, they get their center in the second round. They don't just get any center, but they get arguably the best center in the draft. I mean, a lot of people are making the argument that Zach Frazier was the best center in the draft. So you just, the idea of having a plan, knowing exactly how you want to execute that plan, was done masterfully by the Steelers.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. But the question that I had to you when I was talking about specific position, it wasn't center. I was fine with a left tackle, but I don't want a player that is, we don't know what his position is. I love the idea of flexibility, and we just talked about that flexibility, but I want something to be definitive. I don't care if it's right side or left side, that doesn't matter to me. But the thought was, everybody was saying when he was drafted and before Fa'atanu was drafted, well, he could be the center now. He could be this. He's more suited for guard. And I, hats off to Mike Tomlin, and I appreciate him doing this, coming out in that post, on that post-draft day one press conference, saying he is a tackle. Boom. Or none. And that's what I needed to hear. And then you go ahead and because if you look at Jackson Powers Johnson, the Raiders had to do this too. Because they just signed Andre James, and then they pick a center, and everybody's up in arms. The Raiders actually called Andre James and said, we are drafting Jackson Powers Johnson, but he is being drafted as a guard. And let him know that. So I just didn't want there to be anything where you bring in Graham Barton, you're like, well, is he a guard? Is he a center? I just wanted definitive. And it seems like they went definitive with Fa'atanu. They went definitive with Zach Frazier.
Right. My comment about the Fa'atanu pick was, I know what Mike Tomlin said on that day one press conference, but my feeling about Fa'atanu was, hey, we'll know where he's going to play when we see what the Steelers do on day two. Because in my mind, if they didn't take a center on day two, then Faltano's playing center. Because otherwise, who the heck's playing center? And so I wasn't sure what the intention was when they drafted him. But that was obviously clearly defined when they selected Zach Frazier. And oh, by the way, I know this is a Steelers show, but I have to mention this. Good for the Raiders for letting Andre James know that they were drafting Jackson Powers Johnson as a guard, because it blows my mind that Kirk Cousins found out that the Falcons were taking Michael Penix when the Falcons were on the clock taking Michael Penix. That's mind-boggling to me. And I know that's a different conversation about a different team, and we don't have to go down this road. But when you brought that up, it just brought it to mind. And the communication that I think needs to exist between a team and its players, And the idea of clearly defining roles is really important. So, yes, good for Mike Tomlin for doing that here, because it doesn't leave the waters muddy.
You know, and we're not really talking about other teams, but to make a point, I'm going to continue that conversation. The Raiders were a joke organization for a lot of years, including the first half of last year. They brought in Antonio Pierce, and then what happened was they brought in Tom Telesco, who was fired from the Chargers. And now they are changing the way that they're doing things, and they're getting a lot of praise from how they're a professional organization again, all of a sudden, just like that. The reason I bring that up, because I was listening on different shows about, and I brought this up as well, that there are going to be teams making some desperate picks. And I said that on the show, and you didn't exactly correct me, but you said, I don't think Penix is a desperate pick. But what it is about the whole Penix pick, to me, is the fact that when you go ahead and I kind of feel he was overdrafted. But when there's a run on guys, teams get desperate. And then we saw that with Bo Nix in Denver. So because of that, those kind of teams make it easier for the Steelers. It makes easier for the Raiders to get Brock Bowers in that position. And they took a lot of flack from their fan base for taking a guy that they don't need, but they went BPA. But all I'm saying is that you've got bad drafting teams that are going to panic and think they need to finish a run and get on that bandwagon before things happen. And the Steelers did not have to be desperate at all in this draft. It was so funny online before a day two of this draft, Kevin, you saw it. Everybody was saying trade up, trade up, trade up, get your center, trade up. And I kept on saying this, and I'm not patting myself on the back because this isn't anything. I'm like, Omar Khan will only trade up if he feels he needs to trade up. I don't think they need to trade up with the way these guys are ranked. Two or maybe one will be available for them. Now, when it so happens that your Jackson Powers Johnson goes, and then you're looking at, all right, are they going to get Zach Frazier now? You're looking at the teams, you're fine with them trading up because you know they could recoup. But you don't have to be desperate in those situations. And this is cool hand Luke, cool hand Omar, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. We ran an article on Steel Curtain Network, I think maybe the day before the draft started, that said, expect the unexpected from the Steelers during the draft. And it turns out the unexpected was that they didn't do anything, that they stood pat, that they were confident enough in their read of the board to be able to sit where they were and get the guys that they wanted. I mean, I'm sure if they thought that things were going to fall a different way, that they would have been aggressive and made some moves, but Khan bet correctly that he wouldn't have to do those things. And your point about the first round is really important because you're correct. If, let's say, Atlanta does what everybody in the world thought they were going to do at number 8 and they take an edge rusher, probably Dallas Turner. And now, the more traditional framework of the draft probably falls into place, and Bo Nix doesn't wind up being taken before the Steelers select at number 20. And maybe, I don't even know if Penix is taken that high, but that means quality players like Faltano come off the board sooner. And there's a pretty good chance that the Steelers don't get him. So again, masterful job by Khan of kind of looking at what was happening fluidly, making assessments about the players that he thought would be available, about the teams drafting in front of him and what their intentions were, and then just sitting and getting his guys. Brilliantly done.
Here on the Fans First Sports Network, we have a Miami Dolphins affiliate, Dolphins Inside Leverage. And Coach Mike, the next day, the day after the Steelers drafted Faotanu, and as you know, the Dolphins were drafting one pick behind the Steelers. And he just sent me a message that says, I'm putting an Irish curse on you and the Steelers for taking Troy. Because the Dolphins wanted him really bad. And you're right. If there's no Bo Nix, if there's no Michael Penix, Steelers might have to be trading up. And I don't have a problem if they do. But like you said, they have to read the board. I have no problem with the Minnesota Vikings going up one pick and going up one, trading up one pick to make sure nobody jumps them. And so that's smart. That's, I mean, and they didn't give away a lot to do it. So moving to get the guys that you want, and they needed the quarterback, or if they don't, they're set back. They're waiting another year because Cousins is gone. So it's really going to be interesting to see how things, you know, continue to shake out. But it's plain to see that Troy Fa'atanu is not a stealer if those trades aren't made.
Right.
Now, the thing that made me feel better was our source let us know that on a show with Jeff Hartman, and I was on that show as well, on our source show the next day, saying that the Steelers draft room was elated. In fact, they went up in cheers. The Steelers feel like they stole Troy Fa'atanu. And for as much as you'd love to have those extra picks and trade down, if you trade down, your best scenario is Barton. But pretty much, if you trade down, you're probably ending up with Guyton. And that's one you're like, you would feel like, yeah, we get the extra pick, but it doesn't feel, it feels like we settled. That's kind of how it would feel for me, Kevin.
Yeah. I was watching Brian Baldinger do a breakdown of the draft, and he was just kind of going through his favorite picks of the bigger guys, you know, the linemen, and who they wound up with. Who did he like? He loves Joe Alt to Michigan. I mean, who wouldn't? To Michigan, to the Raiders, I mean, or the Chargers. Thank you. Joe Alt to the Chargers. But for the Steelers, he was raving about the fit of Fa'atanu and Frazier in Pittsburgh's offense, simply because of the mindset and the strengths of their game, their physicality, and really just kind of raving about what the Steelers have been able to do up front in the last 2 years. I mean, think about it. In the last 2 years, the Steelers have completely remade the offensive line in the image of what this football team is going to be about. I mean, last year it was Sayamalo and Broderick Jones. I mean, this year it's Frazier and Fa'atanu. And don't be shocked if at some point this year the fourth round pick, Mason McCormick, supplants James Daniels, or if doesn't supplant him, then begins to find his way into the rotation a little bit. This is James Daniels' final year of his contract. And the reason I say that is I'm going to have a film room out on McCormick in the next couple of days. When you watch him play, he fits with the mindset of all these other guys. What do all these guys have in common? Jones, Sayamalu, Frazier, et cetera. They are physical and they get off the ball and they're nasty and they're finishers. And I'm not saying James Daniels isn't that, but he isn't that in the way that the other guys are. And so in McCormick, I think they identified a player who might be a year away because he's coming out of the FCS, South Dakota State, although he's coming out of a South Dakota State program that won back-to-back championships and has won 29 straight games. So, I mean, it's certainly like not like they're an inferior program. But he might be, need a little seasoning. But still, man, they are really, really remaking this football team in the image of who they believe they're going to be on offense. And it's not coincidental that in those 2 years, one of the most key figures in the entire organization has been Andy Weidel. And I know we wanted to get to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are. That's what we're going into when we come back from break. But before we do that, we've already talked about three of the picks. Roman Wilson, I want to get your opinion on Roman because he is the – and if you're listening to this on audio, you can't see the fact that I have air quotes up – the worst pick of day one and day two. And he is still a fantastic pick, Kevin.
Yeah. So two quick thoughts on Roman Wilson. If you wanted a traditional outside receiver who's going to run you know, a near complete route tree, who's big and is going to kind of remind you of George Pickens, then you didn't get your guy, right? I mean, maybe you with the Steelers picking there at number 84 in the third round, maybe you thought, hey, Jalen McMillan's on the board, or the Baker kid from UCF is on the board, and they're bigger, more physical guys. And so, you know, you would have liked one of them. And you're probably disappointed, right? But here's what you're getting in Roman Wilson, right? You're getting a guy who people are making comparisons to Hines Ward about. And let's not go there yet, obviously. But what will he do? One, he will give you great effort. I mean, he will block. He will hustle. He will finish. He will get under your skin. I mean, I did a film breakdown on him that's up on our SCN YouTube right now, that the first play is him blocking Kool-Aid McKinstry. And to the echo of the whistle on a run play to the other side of the field, and the ref has to come in and separate him. And then Kool-Aid's complaining to the ref about Wilson. And it's the first quarter, and Roman Wilson's already under Kool-Aid McKinstry's skin. He's that kind of guy, man. And Hines Ward was that kind of guy. There's another clip in that breakdown where Michigan runs just a little crossing route at a shallow depth, about a 5-6 yard crosser. But Wilson runs a deep post, and he knows he's not getting the ball. What he's doing is he's running a clear route, what sometimes coaches call a love of the game route. It's a love of the game route because you know you're not getting the ball, and yet we're asking you to run a 40-yard post route and bust your butt when you do it. And why do you do it? Even though you know you're not getting the ball, because your job is to pull that safety out of there so he can't jump the crosser. And you see Roman Wilson bust his butt, man, run that route at full speed and take that safety out of there. In that sense, he is the antithesis of a certain former Steelers receiver who has been shipped off to another team, because that guy wouldn't do those things. And in this offense, Roman Wilson will. And oh, by the way, he's pretty damn good with the ball in his hands. Great middle of the field guy. 72% of his receptions at Michigan were in between the hash marks. He can operate in the middle of the field. He can run after the catch. He's small. He doesn't run a complete route tree, but man, is he tough. And is he going? He's going to add a lot to that Pittsburgh offense.
He definitely is, and I love hearing all about these players. I had a crush on, of course, Mr. Wilson from North Carolina State. Reminds me of a guy that never played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but coached the Pittsburgh Steelers, a middle guy from North Carolina State. So I absolutely love that pick as well in Peyton Wilson. The rest of the picks, you know, not much known about everybody else that they picked, but I really like the fact you have Logan Lee in there, that some people say that Dave Schofield was saying that he kind of adds up to a guy like Brett Kiesel in his RAS scores, or what they would have been before he was drafted in 2002 in the seventh round. And then I was reading online how one guy that they looked at in the late rounds, that if the Steelers could get in the defensive backfield, would be the kid that they ended up with that pick. Well, and Ryan Watts, excuse me. And if you go ahead and get a guy like him, he would be the guy.
Yeah, I'll be honest, man. I haven't really dived in yet on Logan Lee or Ryan Watts. Don't know a lot about them. If they can be depth pieces, great. But right now, I look at those first five picks, you know, Faltano, Frazier, Wilson, Peyton Wilson, and McCormick. And I just think, man, they got five impact players. I mean, Peyton Wilson, we haven't even talked about him. If he had a clean bill of health, he'd be a first round draft pick. He'd be the first linebacker off the board. His motor, Steelers fans are going to be absolutely thrilled when they watch, you know, this guy's motor. Reminds me of a more athletic version of Jack Campbell, who was taken by the Lions last year, and who just has a nose for the ball, man. He'll hit seams at 100 miles an hour. He is a fast downhill linebacker, but he can run sideline to sideline. You know, he's got the ACL injuries, But honestly, man, they were back. Those ACL injuries, one was in high school and one was early in college. They were back in 2017 and 2018. And he hasn't had any issues since with those. So hopefully that stuff is healed up. And if so, he could be the steal of the draft.
I absolutely think that he can be. So we are going to talk about where credit needs to be given even more than just Omar Khan when we come back right after this on Here We Go, the Steelers Show.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we are back here on Here We Go, the Steelers Show. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. With me is Kevin Smith, and we are so glad to be talking about what we believe will be a very successful 2024 Pittsburgh Steelers draft, but we will know more when the season starts. We'll know even more in 2 years, but right now it seems to be pretty special, Kevin.
It certainly does, and again, most teams are pretty excited today, or most fan bases, because you know, this is the time where everybody feels reasonably good about your draft picks. Maybe not the Cowboys. I don't know. but most fan bases are going to take a more optimistic view. But I think there's a lot of justification for that in Pittsburgh right now. And especially just when you think about what the Steelers have prioritized, they have prioritized just getting tougher and more physical. And that sort of takes them back to their roots. And it's interesting when you think about, the marriage of a physical run game with an athletic quarterback, whomever it is, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, and some electric skill players on the outside. The Steelers have the potential to now put defenses in a real bind as they have to pick their poison between trying to defend the run, defend the pass. I just think the plan that the Steelers have in place is a smart one, and the execution of that plan was pretty brilliant.
All right, so here we go. Let's talk about why this worked so well. And look, Omar Khan's going to get all the credit. And of course he does, because he has the title and he is the guy that everything does go through as the general manager of this team. Kevin, you are the head coach of a very successful New Jersey champion football program. But you're the kind of guy that doesn't take all the credit. If you have another guy on that staff, or maybe a whole staff of people that you rely on, you probably have no problem giving them credit as well.
No, of course not. I just, my biggest pet peeve is when I hear coaches talk about the team where they coach and they use, you know, a lot of I's and me's and mine's. You know, this is my offense, my players, my program. I mean, you know, you didn't invent it. You didn't start it. You're borrowing it. And if you did everything, well, then you're the first person to ever do everything, right? It's a collective, mission there that you're on, and you need a lot of really, really good, competent people around you. My first couple of years as a head coach, we stunk. And one of the biggest reasons was because our coaching staff wasn't very strong. And it took for me, building a staff of really, really motivated, competent people who are all on the same page for us to get good. This is a collective effort for the Steelers, no doubt about that. But within that collective effort, I think that there's a guy who stands out a little bit, and that's Andy Weidel. And, you know, we'll talk about him right now.
Yeah. So the Weidel way is what I want to talk about right now. And the Weidel way seems to be big in the trenches. And wow, they really addressed the trenches in this draft. Not only did they go ahead and bring in three offensive linemen, they brought in a defensive lineman. And I know it's not considered the trenches, but when you're talking about front seven, you brought in a linebacker too. And a lot of times those linebackers are coming up and making their presence known up front.
For sure, man. And you go, you know, like if we look back at Andy Weidel's career, you can begin to see the impact that he's had on his third successful franchise now. I mean, this is a guy who kind of broke in as a scout. He was a regional scout in Baltimore for years before he kind of moved up the ladder and became the head of their scouting. Well, you know, he helped the Ravens win a Super Bowl. Part of their, the meat of the years that he was in Baltimore were in the 2000s and then the early teens, and helped build some great Baltimore teams with his scouting. I mean, he's credited with being the guy who was really way ahead of Haloti Ngata before anybody else, you know, like that he just saw Haloti Ngata as a young player at Oregon and put him on Baltimore's radar right away. And he was just excellent at identifying talent, particularly in the trenches. I mean, some of his best gets, so to speak, some of the guys that he was able to identify and eventually bring to Baltimore were linemen. And then he took that talent to Philadelphia, where he was, you know, their pro personnel director, which basically puts him in charge of scouting and the draft. And while in Philadelphia, he drafted Isaac Seumalo, current Steeler. He drafted Jordan Mailata. He drafted Landon Dickerson. You know, those guys were the core, joining Jason Kelsey and Lane Johnson, made up the dominant offensive line in Philadelphia that took him to a Super Bowl championship in 2017 and then back to the Super Bowl a couple years ago. So Andy Weidel's philosophy, he's a former offensive lineman, has been to build from the inside out, which is a philosophy that I share. I mean, I am 100% of a believer that if you told me that I could have great linemen or great skill players, and I can only have one to start a team from, I would choose great linemen, because I think that the ability to dominate the football game up front is still something that produces winning. And given the fact that Weidel did it in Baltimore, did it in Philly, and now appears to be doing it in Pittsburgh, I'll say that differently. When you look at Pittsburgh's philosophy since Weidel came on board, you know, what they've done now. I mean, think about the first two rounds of the draft since Weidel's been here. They take Broderick Jones, they take Kevin Benton last year, and then this year, obviously, they take Faltano and Frazier. They're really, really prioritizing the line. That was successful for Weidel in Baltimore. It was successful for him in Philly. And let's just hope that he continues that success here in Pittsburgh.
And I think he will, but I think he won't. So if he's here, yeah, they are definitely going to go ahead and continue this. But what are the odds that this guy is here in 2025 and not running his own ship?
That's the problem with the NFL. You can't keep a good man down, you know, or you can't keep a good man hidden. Is probably a better way to say it. Yeah, they'll be, especially if the Steelers go on to have a successful season, people will look at the impact that he's made here and possibly offer him a general manager's position next season. And good for him if he gets it. Obviously, we'd hate to lose him, but if he can finally, after 2.5 decades of being great at identifying personnel, go get a top personnel job, then good for him. He will have deserved it. But for now, we've got him. And I hope he's here for another draft, because I really believe that what Pittsburgh has done in the last two drafts is to put back the core of the football team. The Steelers lost so much talent up front in the late, you know, like 2018, 2019, 2020 with DeCastro and Pouncey and Foster and Villanueva and all those guys leaving and the defensive line turning over. And they didn't effectively replace it there for a couple of years. And Weidel's come in and I think put a stamp on this franchise that will help it become successful again. So I hope we can keep him, but if not, man, best of luck to him.
All right. So absolutely. I feel the same way. I mean, I would love to see the guy get his own opportunity, but I'd like it to take a little more time, but it's going to be absolutely hard to do. This was one of the first Steeler drafts in a long time that I've seen the national pundits be giving it an A, and that does not happen very often. And we know the grades now don't mean as much, but that just means that the Steelers are getting noticed.
Right. It's interesting because it felt like every year when Kevin Colbert was the GM, the Steelers would get a B for their draft, because they just sort of, you know, let the draft come to them and they took the best player available and there was nothing sexy about it. It was usually pretty solid, but as you got towards the end there were some weaker drafts in there. You go back and you look at some of the Steelers draft classes in 2017, 2018, 2019, a couple of those seasons, there's nobody left from the draft on the team. So obviously, you know, Colbert's effectiveness waned in the latter years of his tenure here. And since Kahn and Weidel took over, the philosophy's been different, but there's been a spark. There's been an energy to it that seemed to have lacked there for a little bit. So, you know, I hate draft grades. I hate the idea of, like, you know, we're going to grade a thing that hasn't had time to develop yet. I was liking it to, you know, being a teacher and having my students walk into class on the first day of school and I'm grading them. A, you know, D. I don't like the way that kid walked in. D. You know, like it just feels like silly to do it. But, you know, I mean, it's also impossible to resist the temptation.
Did you feel ill at ease at all during this draft, like they were going to lose a guy, or did you just feel that they would pivot well?
I had nervous moments waiting for that second round pick, because I was like, come on, Frazier. And then Powers Johnson goes off the board and you're like, damn. And I immediately looked at all the teams drafted in front of the Steelers. I was like, do they need a center? Because, you know, it's at that point you feel like, hey, he's the guy. The Steelers want him. He's right there. He's within our reach. But, you know, you just don't want somebody to swoop in and take him. So those are my only anxious moments. And then after they got Frazier, it was like, you know, hey, the rest of the draft is like extra credit.
Yeah.
So, but they nailed that too.
So I had so much fun during the draft, and it was funny because I did not realize that this was the sixth draft that Jeff, Dave, and I did together. So, you know, doing the recaps and doing all that. So, wow, we've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, and it was also the 50th anniversary of the 1974 draft, the greatest yes. draft in football history. So I don't think that the Steelers embarrassed the legacy of the 74 draft at all over the weekend.
You're going to see good drafts like the 49ers 86 draft, but you're never going to see a draft like 1974 again.
No, I don't even know the number anymore. How many Hall of Famers is it out of that draft? Five?
Five, because you count an undrafted free agent in your draft class, right? And that was Donnie Schell.
Yeah.
And it's funny, the one guy that they did not keep a long time, but was a very good pro, had a very good career, was the guy in the middle of that mix. It was Bruce Allen. Was that his name, Bruce Allen?
Bruce Allen.
No, I might have it wrong. Jimmy Allen. I'm sorry.
Jimmy Allen. Yep. Jimmy Allen.
Don't know where I got Bruce, but Jimmy Allen had good career.
I don't know who Bruce Allen's a former O-line coach in the league.
Okay. So. Not sure where I got that, but what I do know is that is really, what a fantastic draft. First round, you go ahead and get Lynn Swann. Jack Lambert's pissed because he thought he should have been the number one pick for the Steelers. And then they get him with a second. And then they go ahead and convince them not to wait much longer on John Stallworth, because there's guys in the organization that Bill Nunn, especially, that wanted John Stallworth.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy Allen's in that mix. And then it's Mike Webster with a fifth round pick. Now, the rest of that draft, not stellar, but who cares when you do what you do and bring in an undrafted free agent in Donnie Schell.
Yeah, and it's appropriate to mention Bill Nunn since we're talking about Andy Weidel. You think about his impact, particularly in scouting some of the predominantly all black colleges in the South that a lot of people didn't scout. That's how you wind up with Donnie Schell and John Stallworth, because, you know, you're down there scouting a lot of schools that teams, you know, weren't interested in. And so, I think Weidel has made his mark in his career by doing that, by finding guys. Jordan Mailata is an example. A guy was a rugby player, man. You know, Sayamalu didn't have a huge football background, and, you know, just being able to identify talent and then see how that talent forecasts in the NFL is something I think Weidel has been really good at, and Bill Nunn was legendary at it.
Here's a very interesting name, and I need to look more into this, but if there's a name that they picked in the ninth round, and the draft went to 17 rounds back in 1974, but a name that I know for broadcasting, and he is a Super Bowl champion for the Steelers 1 year, Charles Davis. I'm wondering if that is the Charles Davis that we listened to on either CBS or I believe it's CBS.
I think that Charles Davis is younger.
Okay.
You know, you'd have to be in your 70s now to be drafted in the
Yeah, that's very true. So, but Charles Davis, there was a guy named Charles Davis that played from 1974 to 1980 in the pros.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Allen played from 1974 to 1981. And I'm going to give you a very interesting tidbit about Jimmy Allen. This is trivia that you're never going to get this 30 seconds of your life back, Kevin.
Okay, let's hear it.
So in 1980, the team of the Detroit Lions, who he was playing for at the time, this being Jimmy Allen, they adopted the song Another One Bites the Dust as their theme song.
I remember that.
And they started out 4-0 as well. So this was a big song for them, and they even recorded their own version of it. The lead singer of Another One Bites the Dust, the Detroit Lions version, none other than Jimmy Allen.
That is a good fun fact. But I do remember watching the Detroit Lions with Billy Sims as their tailback.
Who's the quarterback? Like,
highlight. What's that?
Who was the quarterback? They had two back then.
Eric Hipple?
Eric Hipple and Gary Danielson.
Okay, there you go. And yeah, I remember watching them to the theme music, to them playing, you know, Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. Great song.
With that, it's time for us to get on out of here. We're not duding of the week this week, because if we were, it would have to be Omar Khan and Andy Weidel again. So we're not going
to. Yeah, we've hit them up a few times, but I'm looking forward to hitting up some of these draft picks with that honor, a few months from now.
I think we can. I love the fourth round pick in Mason McCormick. I love the idea of Leon Watts late in that draft. I think this is spectacular. There's guys, I expect, let's end this with this question. Let's forget about what I expect. Do you feel that all seven of these guys drafted the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2024 will be on the active roster at least once, one game this coming season in their rookie season? Or if not, they might not dress on game day. They might be practice squad, but I think they all would have a chance to make this team in some way.
Yeah. Again, I don't know enough about the last two guys to answer that question credibly. And Logan Lee's got a pretty, established group of veterans in front of him on the D line. So he might wind up being a practice squad guy, but I'll say this. I think those first five guys all become starters for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know if they'll all become starters this year, but I'd be willing to bet that next year, a year from now, all five of their first five draft picks are all starters for the Steelers.
So I'm loving this. I'm loving these picks. I'm feeling so great about it. I've got a lot of Chinese jerseys to buy, my friend.
All right, man. Get on Amazon. Get your knockoffs, Brian.
Oh, I don't do it on Amazon. I go straight to the source. I'm just going to tell you that. All right.
About that. I want to get you jammed up here.
What's that?
I don't want to get you jammed up here. Let's not talk about that.
For Kevin Smith, my name is Brian Anthony Davis. Thank you so much. We can't do these shows without you. This has been a great draft weekend. Let's get into it and let's start seeing how these guys turn out. Kevin, any final thoughts?
No, man. Season is too far away right now for the level of excitement and enthusiasm that I currently have. So I'll have to find a way to temper it for a little bit, but I can't wait for some Steeler football.
For Kevin Smith, my name is Brian Anthony Davis. This has been Here We Go, the Steelers Show. Keep your feet on the ground.
And keep reaching for those hypocycloids.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.